The legislature has passed a bill that will create a registry of people convicted of white-collar crimes. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
HB 378 would give authority to the Utah Attorney General to create a public list of people convicted of fraud. First-time offenders will be on the list for 10 years, while people convicted three times or more will remain on the list for life. But the bill would also allow people to get off of the list if they pay full restitution to their victims. Representative Mike McKell is the bill's primary sponsor. He says getting criminals to pay restitution is one of the Attorney General's biggest challenges, and this list will hopefully be a motivator.
Look, we're dealing with people who commit fraud, and bad people do bad things, and some of them are just not going to care. But I hope there are those that do care enough to make it right with society and do pay restitution.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes says this bill is one of his biggest priorities this legislative session and that he's happy to see it pass.
These types of crimes have to be addressed. Often we sweep them under the rug or we try to pretend like they don't happen. And it's a blight that we need to own up to and say, it's not going to happen here in our state, and we're going to do everything we can to try to help each other and warn each other. And this is one of the mechanisms, I think, that will be effective.
The bill now heads to Governor Gary Herbert's desk for his signature. Herbert has said that he supports this legislation. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.